Welcome to Daf Torah and Parshas VaYikra. Last week we ended with Akasha. The Navi taught the halachas of what to do when we do not have all the animals required for the Musaf. But why are these dinim taught specifically in the context of the rules for the Nasi? If the Nasi refers to the Kohen Gadol, then it's understood. The Kohen Gadol is responsible for the proper functioning of the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it is natural to teach these halachas in that context. However, if the Nasi refers to the king, we must understand the connection. Perhaps we can explain this based on a medrash in Parshas Pinchas. In Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Moshe asked Hashem to appoint a new leader, since Moshe would soon pass away. Hashem instructed him to appoint Yeshua as a successor. Immediately afterward, the Torah continues with the mitzvah of the Tamid, followed by the Musafim of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and the Yom Tovim. Rashi quotes a Sifri that explains this with a mashal. A queen was lying on her deathbed. She turned to her husband, the king, and plead with him to take good care of the children after she would be gone. The king replied, "Instead of instructing me how to care for the children, instruct the children not to rebel against me." So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Instead of instructing me regarding the welfare of Bnei Yisrael, instruct them not to rebel against me." The Netziv explains that the mission of a king is to ensure that every individual has sufficient parnasa. Hashem therefore directed Moshe to focus on the karbanos because they are the ultimate source of blessing for parnasa. From this we see that kabbonis are very much part of the king's responsibility. It is therefore entirely fitting that the lachas of kabbonis are taught in the context of Nasi, if the Nasi refers to king. This week's Haftarah opens with the words, "Amzu yitzarti li tihilasi yisaperu." This nation that I have created for myself will relate my praises. The Navi teaches that the entire purpose of Klal Yisrael is to proclaim the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet Hashem laments that although he has provided us easy access to everything needed for kabbonis, animals from our flocks, flour from our fields and incense, we have instead offered them to Avodah Zarah. The pasuk says, "He'evadtani b'chatoisecha." You have caused me to serve with your sins. Rashi explains that through our chatoyim, we forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to serve those who worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis, tells us that Yecheskel saw the Shekhinah traveling to Bavel, where Hashem went to crown Nebuchadnezzar as ruler over the entire world. Since he was destined to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem would only deliver Klal Yisrael into the hands of a universal ruler. On a deeper level, Reb Chaim Volozhin explained in his Slichas Night Rasha that during Gullus, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains us is by showering the host nation with bracha, so that we too may benefit from that prosperity. History seems to reflect this pattern. Many nations that expelled Yidden later experienced a sharp decline in the economy and their influence on the world. Reb Chaim adds an even deeper dimension. In our present Gullus Edoim, whose ministering angel is the Satan, Hashem must even grant bracha to the Satan himself so that the Jewish people can survive. This creates tremendous Sar Shemayim. Hashem continues with the promise that he himself will forgive our sins. The pasuk says that our first father did an avera and the princess also sinned. Rashi explains that what is the first father refers to Avram Avinu, who asked for a sign that his descendants would inherit Eretz Yisrael. The prince refers to Yitzchak, who loved Esav, Hashem's bitter enemy. The Radak explains differently. The first father refers to Adam Rishon, while the prince refers to Shaul, our first king. The Navi then promises a future of abundance and comfort. Hashem says he will pour water upon those who thirst. The Radak explains this refers to both to those who thirst for Dvar Hashem, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those who thirst for the bracha that will arrive at the time of the Gula. The Sadikim, children of Rishayim, the Bali Tshuva, and even Gerim will all openly declare themselves servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, the entire world will recognize that Hashem has always existed from the very beginning and will exist forever. The Navi then goes on to describe the utter foolishness of Avodah Zarah. A man cuts down a tree of the finest wood. Half the trunk he sends to a craftsman to carve into a new idol. The other half he chops into kindling to warm himself and to cook dinner. When the idol is finished, he bows before it and prays to it, forgetting that it came from the very same tree that is heating his home and preparing his meal. How utterly foolish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu concludes by reminding us that he forgave our sins in Mitzrayim and in the Midbar and calls upon us to do tshuva. When the Gula comes, the Shemayim and Aretz themselves will rejoice. The connection to Parshas Vayikra is obvious. The Parsha discusses Karbanis in great detail, and so does the Haftarah. The Chassam Sofer uses this Haftarah to address the famous question of the Ramban on the Rambam. The Rambam writes that people had a powerful desire to offer Karbanis, since it was the main form of worship for Avodah Zarah. Hashem therefore allowed them to continue this practice, but directed those sacrifices towards him. The Ramban objects that even Adam Rishon and Noach brought Karbanis to Hashem, so clearly the concept must be based on something deeper. The Chassam Sofer quotes the Marit B'Tzofnas Paneach, who explains the matter as follows. Originally, Karbonos were offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, one sacrifice became a central part of Avodah Zarah. They should logically have been prohibited entirely. We find a similar concept regarding the Matzeva. Although the Avos used a Matzeva for worship, once it became associated with Avodah Zarah, it was prohibited, as Rashi explains at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim. By that logic, Karbonos should also have been banned. Nevertheless, Hashem permitted sacrifices from farm animals because people had such a strong desire to bring them. This is why a mummer cannot bring a carbon, because his involvement with Avodah Zarah contradicts the entire rationale for allowing carbonus in the first place. The Chasam Sofer explains that our Navi alludes to this idea. The Navi emphasizes that Hashem asked for carbonus specifically from cattle and flocks, animals readily available to the people. When those same animals are instead offered to Avodah Zarah, the act becomes especially abhorrent, similar to the carbon of a mummer. At this point, we could add a beautiful insight from Amsadek HaKoyim Lublin in Sitkas HaTzadik Ois Membez, as explained by my Rebbe, Rabbi Sol Reis Mishlita. Rav Sadik points out a fascinating aspect of human nature. We tend to assume that one who receives develops gratitude towards the giver. But often the opposite is true. The giver develops the stronger bond. When a person gives, he becomes emotionally connected to the one he gives to. A mother, for example, develops such deep love for a child because she consistently gives to that child from the moment of birth. The act of giving itself creates the bond. This helps us understand the idea of karbanos. When people brought karbanos to Avodah Zarah, they felt that they were giving something of themselves to a higher cause. That act of giving created a connection to the object of their worship. Human beings, especially people searching for spirituality, have a strong desire for that experience. The Rambam therefore explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redirected that natural tendency. Instead of sacrificing to false gods, the same instinct should be used to bring carbon to Hashem. But that does not mean the carbon is merely a concession. Once a Yid brings a carbon, it becomes Reach Nichayach Hashem, because through the act of giving, a person develops a genuine kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just as when someone supports a yeshiva or another holy cause, he becomes connected to it, so too, through karbanos, a Yid becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Tzadik explains that both ideas are true simultaneously. Karbanos are a siyag against Avodah Zarah, redirecting the human desire for spiritual sacrifice. At the same time, they are truly a Reach Nichayach Hashem, because giving creates a real bond between a Yid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.